Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Tes. Today is the end of the Maimon Har Sinai Gemaras, but we still got a lot of fun and interesting Gemaras to discuss, so let's get right into it. We are on Pei Ches Amud Beis, or a little bit up, because we wanted to do the entire story of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, and confronted the Malachim and got the Torah, etc., etc. So let's see that. We're at the two dots on Peches Amud Beis. So again, Rabbi Shubin Levi is the one who's been guiding us through this study of Maimon Har Sinai. So Amar Shubin Levi, V'shasha Allah Moshe Lamara, when Moshe went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, Amru Malachi Hashar Estefnei HaKosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mali Yilod Isha Beinenu. Why is this son of a woman amongst us? They weren't so happy that Moshe was there. Amar Lahen Lekabel Torah Bo, came to get the Torah. Amar Lefanav, they said back to Hashem, Chamuda Genuza Shegenuza Lecha Tshameos Rishivim V'arba Doros Kodim Shenivra Olam Atam Avakish Litner Moser Adam. What are you talking about? You are going to give that to the people, to normal people? Right? The Gemara refers to the Torah as something that is Genuza Tshameos V'Shivim V'Arba Doros, before the world was created. The Torah, which was Genuza, which was hidden away for 974 generations before the world was created, and you're going to give that to the people? We'll just ask a question. The second, we'll just quote the pasuk. Ma Enosh Ki Siskerenu V'Nadam Ki Tifke Ti Ki tif kedenu, Hashem adonenu ma'adish v'chabuch al ha'aretz asher tana hoducha al ha'shamayim. Basically, they said, what is man that he should get the Torah? Leave the Torah up in Shamayim. Just to explain for a second what that 974 generations before the world was created. Right? If the world wasn't created, how do you get generations? What are you talking about? So fascinating Rashi over here, if you slide over. Tuf kuf ayin David doros, that's the Dibur Maskil. So Rashi writes, "Ba'alafim shana shekadma Torah la'olam hayu asidim doros halalu lihibaros." For whatever reason, Rashi says, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, I guess we should quote it. Yeah, Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Davart sivela elav dor." Right, the pasuk that we say in davening. So something that you commanded for 1,000 generations. So Rashi says, really, 1,000 generations should have passed before the Torah was given. V'rakosh baruch hosheinu olam miskayim below Torah kolkach. And Kosh Baruch Hu saw the world is not going to last for 1,000 generations without the Torah. The Aviron of Lo Bron, so Kosh Baruch Hu passed them over and didn't create them. V'nasna lachaf vav doros, and therefore he took right 1,000 minus 26 is 974. So Kosh Baruch Hu passed over 974 generations. There are 26 generations from Adam until the generation that got the Torah, and that's what it means. Right, you're missing 974 from 1,000. So that's what the Malachim were referring to. Fascinating Rashi, fascinating Gemara. So either way, the Malachim were upset that the Hashem was going to give the Torah to Am Yisrael. So Malachosh Baruch Hu the Moshe Hechzir Lam Tshuva. So Hashem said to Moshe, you know what, you handle this. You say, you give them something. So Amar Lefanav, Moshe said, Ribono Shel Olam, Misyara Yani, I'm afraid of them. Shema Yisrafuni Behevel Shebepiyam. Maybe the angels will burn me with the smoke or the flame that's in their mouths. So Amar Lo, so Kosh Baruch Hu said, Achoz B'kisei Kvodi V'chazer Lam Tshuva. I grab onto the Kisei HaKavod, and then you can give them a response. Right, some Rishonim say that was actually a response in and of itself. That the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, Basar Adam, could actually reach the Kisei HaKavod and hold on to it, right, so that Kosh Baruch Hu was proving how worthy man was for him to get the Torah. But either way, okay. Shalom HaPazik says, Ma'achaz Pnei Kisei U'farshu Alav Anenu. So, okay. V'amar Rabbi Nachum, Malamit Shepirish Shakai Mizib Shechinasu V'ananu Alav. Kosh Baruch Hu kind of took some from his Shechina and clouded it or put it down on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Lefanav, so Moshe said, as the kind of the lawyer, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Torah she'ata nosein li, this Torah that you're about to give me, ma kasuv ba, what's written in it? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeichem eretz Mitzrayim. Wait, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Amar Lahen, so he said to the Malachim, the Mitzrayim yaratem, you guys go down to Egypt. Leparo hishtavatem, right? Were you slaves? Torah lamate lachem, why should you get the Torah? Shuv ma'kosav bay. What else is written in there? Lo yelach elokim acherim. Don't worship any other gods. Bein amim atem shuruyim. No, no. Are you living amongst other nations? She'ovdim avodah zarah, avodas galivim. Shuv ma'aksiv be. What else is written there? Zochor zem shabbos dekacho. So klum atem osim malacha. What do you guys do malacha? Shetem tzrichim the shavus. But then you need to rest. Shuv ma'aksiv be. What else is written in the Torah? Lo sisa. Don't cause Hashem's use Hashem's name in vain. Maso matan yish b'nechem. You guys do business where you know some very often they would swear with God's name. In terms of in their business dealings. Shuv maksiv be. What else was written in the Torah? Kabeid sabicha v'yasimecha. So ava em yishlechem. What do you guys have parents? Shuv maksiv be. What else is there? Lo sirtzach, lo sinach, lo tignov. Right? Kena yish b'nechem. Right? Do you guys have any jealousy? You angels, you're perfect. Yitzhara yish b'nechem. Do you have any yitzhara? So miyad hodu lo lakash baruch hu. So immediately the angels were like, you know what? Fair enough. Shenamar Hashem adoneinu ma'adish v'mchem v'chol ha'aretz. Right, it says that Hashem Ma'adishim Chabuchol Aretz, your name is grand throughout the entire land, but it doesn't say about the Shemayim. And so many they agreed that Hashem should give the Torah to the land, to the people in the land. Immediately all the angels came up, all of a sudden, right, they're buddy-buddy with Moshe, right, they said, you know what, you're right, fine, let's be buds, let's be pals, and they all gave him something. Shemar, the pasuk says, "Alisa lamarom shavisa shavi lakachta matanos ba'adam b'schar shekaruch matanos ba'adam b'schar shekaruch." I mean, that's the end of the pasuk, I think. B'schar shekaruch adam lakachta matanos. Right? I mean, the fact that they called him a person, right? That they acknowledged that his greatness, so that he took matanos. And all of them gave him a gift, and af Malcham Avos Moshe lo davar. Even the Malcham Avos gave something to Moshe. What was that? Shneimar the pasuk says, "Vayitain es haketores vayichaper alam." That when Moshe Rabbeinu, that was during the plague after Korach, and Parshas Korach. So Moshe says there's a plague going on. Of course, Baruch Hu was so angry after the people challenged Moshe and Aaron. They were swallowed up, and all of a sudden, Echel HaNegev, there was a plague. So Hashem said to Aaron, so go take the Ketores, go offer some Ketores, and put it in the middle of the camp. The Malcham Avos told me, it doesn't say this in the Pasuk, but the Malcham Avos had told him that the Ketores can stop a plague. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayamod ben ha-meisim ben ha-chayim, and Aaron stood between the living and the dead, and he stopped the plague. Where else would Moshe have known this had the Malcham Avos not given to him? Rashi says that where else would it, what do you mean? Meaning minayada looks, but how the Torah lo nechtav, right? That Indian is not written in the Torah that Ketores will stop a plague. A little bit strange because obviously Moshe could have heard it from Hashem. Right? Okay, lemaisa, that's still a little tzarchian. In fact, in terms of the plague, so obviously Rachman al-Tzlan, we're still in the middle of a plague. Sometimes we forget. At the door of every apartment building in Harnof, at least that I've seen, is printed out Pito Maketores, right? The whole Indian of saying over the Ketores that we say in Korbanos every morning. So it's a shame that should be like an offering of Ketores to stop the Magefa at the door to make sure it doesn't come in. Same Indian that's what the Malcham Avos gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishonim do ask, what exactly the Malachim were thinking, right? What did the Malachim not know what was in the Torah? Right, not the Rishonim really, but I think it's more Achronish Torah. But when the Malachim didn't know, Moshe tells them all these things that are in the Torah. What, that was a chiddush to them? What was the Havamina? So it could be just to give an answer. I think I heard it in the name of the Vilna Gaon, but I could be wrong. And I don't want to say Dafkin in his name. And it could be that I'm embellishing a little bit. But it could be that the Torah wasn't always, and I don't know, Chas Shalom want to say blasphemy. So again, take it with a grain of salt, and I really have to look it up and see where I heard it. But I believe that the Torah wasn't always written out in this exact manner. The famous question is, if the Torah preceded the world, yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu istakel b'areisa b'ra alma, God looked into the Torah and created the world. So what does that mean? So when Bnei Yisrael did the Egel, for example, they didn't have Bechira, they didn't have free will. It's written in the Torah, right? The Torah existed before the world, so God knew they were going to do the Egel. Right? So Bnei Yisrael had no choice. Of course they're going to do the Egel. So therefore, why did they get punished? All these questions, how does that work? So again, the basic answer that's usually given is that, no, the Torah wasn't written out in this manner. The concepts existed. All of the concepts, perhaps the mitzvos or whatever it is, all the concepts existed, but it wasn't necessarily written out like this. So once history happened as it did, so that Bnei Israel and Mitzrayim, etc., etc., all that stuff happened, again, with tremendous hashkacha, obviously with tremendous Seat HaDishmaya, because Baruch Hu organized, and kind of like, you know, there's certainly a national hashkacha in Seat HaDishmaya, but once these things happened, so then all of a sudden Moshe could point to them and be like, listen, this is how it went down, you guys are not shayach to this, right? It could be that the Malachim, right, we're talking about the concepts of the Torah, right? They wanted those concepts for themselves, and therefore Moshe had to say, like, listen, it's not shaykh to you anymore. This is what happened, and this is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to. Okay, anyway, enough hashkafa, and let's go right there in the shas. Rabbi Shuvah Levi. Rabbi Shuvah Levi says, "B'shasher yared Moshe melefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." It's a fascinating, again, fascinating gemara. The second Moshe left, right, with the Torah, presumably. Ba'satan ve'amar lefano v'ribono shel olam, Torah heichani. Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "Where's that? Something is different up here. Where is the Torah?" So, Amar lo, so Hashem said, "Nizatei la'aretz." So Hashem said, "I gave it to the ground, to the earth." Halachetz la'aretz. Then Satan went to the ground, to the earth. Amar lo, Torah nechani. Where's the Torah? So Amar lo, so the ground said back to him, "Elokim hevin darka." HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands its ways, and he knows where it. Meaning, he knows where it is. He went to the sea. Amar lo, ein imadi. The sea said, "It's not with me." Halachetz al tahom. He went to the depths. Amar lo, ein bi. He said, "It's not by me." Shenamar pasuk says, "Tahom amar lo bi he." Okay. Viyam. Oh, viyam amar ein imadi avion. Ein imadi. Sorry. Avadon v'mavis amru. Beozneinu, right? Avodon Mavis, death and destruction. They heard Shamanu Shama. Right? I heard something about it. I heard that something happened. Right? We heard that, but we don't have it. What am I saying? Right? Because the Sultan went down to Avodon and what's it called? Is like Gehenna, like, you know, all these spiritual depths. So basically, right? Rashi, we should point out. Oh, 1 second, sorry. Weiter. All right, anyway. The Sultan, right, basically, the Sultan went looking on the earth and couldn't find it. Chazer v'amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, chipasti b'chol ha'aretz v'lo matzasiya. I couldn't find it. So Amar lo, lech etzel ben Abram. He said, okay, go to the son of Amram. Halach etzel Moshe, and Amar lo, Torah shenasna HaKadosh Baruch Hu lecha, heichan hu, where is the Torah? So Amar lo, so Moshe said back to the Sultan, v'chimani shenasna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah, what do you think? Oh, I'm nothing. Hashem gave me the Torah. What do you think, right? Moshe, always the humble one. Right? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe, badayata. Moshe, don't be a liar. Of course you have the Torah. So Amar the fun of it. Moshe said back, Ribono shel Olam, Chamuda Genuza Yesh Lecha Shata Mishnashel Ba B'chol Yom. Ani Achzik Tova Latzmi. Right? This great, tremendous gift, which you hide and you keep, you enjoy with your quote unquote every single day, you give it to me and you want me to brag about it, that I got it. Okay, fair enough. Since you humbled yourself, the Torah is going to be called yours. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi." Right? It's called the Torah of Moshe. Fascinating Gemara, lots of Maharsha and all these other commentaries on it. But let's go by there. Amar Rishu Ben Levi, "B'shasha Ola Moshe Lamara Masel Kosh Baruch Hu Shaya Kosher Ksarim LaOsios." When Moshe went up to Shemayim, it's Gemara Menachos, right, about Hilchos Sefer Torah. When he went up to Shemayim, he saw that Kosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns on the letters. What is that? That's the tagim. That's the little kind of crowns that you see in the Sefer Torah. So Amar lo, Moshe ain't shalom. And Moshe didn't say anything to him, meaning he saw that he was writing these tagim, and he just kind of like stood there. So Amar lo, so Hashem said, Moshe ain't shalom b'irecha. You don't say hi. You don't say Shalom Aleichem, where you're from. So I'm on the fun of. So I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Yesh Evet Shnosim Shalom L'Rabo. What, a slave is supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to his master first? No, you wait for the master to acknowledge him. Amale, he said to him, Hayelach Alazreini. No, what do you mean? You should have helped me. Right, fascinating that Rashi says, Lomer Titzlach Malachtecha. That, what do you mean, help me? That you should give me a bracha. Right, that you should be Masliach. Fascinating. If you give someone a bracha, you wish them well. So that's called helping them in what they're doing. Miad Amar lo, so immediately said to him, V'atay yigdal na koch Hashem. That's Moshe said to him, that a koch of Hashem should become greater. Kasher dibarta, just like you said. Amar Rishu Ben Levi, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, V'yar ha'am kivoshesh Moshe? What is it? When Rav Shimon Levi says, what does it mean when the pasuk says that Am Yisrael saw that Moshe delayed in coming down from the mountain right before they made the Egel Azov? So Al Tukri Bo Sheish Ella Bo Sheish. Rather, we came to the sixth. What do you mean the sixth? So Bishasha Allah Moshe Lamarom, when Moshe went up to Shemayim, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Yisrael, L'sof Arbayim Yom B'tchilas Sheish, at the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Ani Ba, I'm coming. Right? So not only did Am Yisrael have a day, they had an hour. Right? They knew exactly when Moshe was coming. So how could they have done the Egel? How could they have thought he was late? So exactly what happened, as you're probably familiar with at least some of the Midrashim and the Gemara here, L'sof Mem Yom, at the end of 40 days, Ba Satan, the Satan came, V'ir Be'evis Olam, and he messed up the world. And everybody, not know exactly what day it was. It was dark, it was cloudy, whatever. Amar Lahem, Moshe Rabcha Meichanu. He said to Am Yisrael, where is Moshe, your Rebbe? Amar Lo Alam Aram. He went up to Shemayim. Amar Lahem, Bo Sheish. The sixth day, what do you mean? The sixth hour has come, and he's not back yet. Velush kichu alav, but they didn't listen to the sultan. Mace, they said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Velush kichu alav, and they didn't listen to him. Ah, herelahem demus mitaso. Once the sultan showed them an image of Moshe's deathbed, vayinu dekami leila Aaron. Then they went until they went to Aaron. Kizet Moshe ha'ish, because this Moshe, the person, but usually in the Chumash, zeh refers to something that you can see, that you can point to. Chodesh Hazelachem, Chazal say that Kosh Baruch showed Moshe the moon and pointed to exactly how and when and how to calculate, etc., etc. So Zeh usually refers to Matzah Zeh, Matzah Zu, Maror Zu, Pesach Zu, we say on the Seder night. So Zeh Moshe Ish, Bnei Yisrael were pointing, look, I see his deathbed, I see his coffin, right, Moshe's not coming back, and that's why they freaked out. Okay, it paints a little bit of a, down the cuff schuss picture about Am Yisrael and the Egel Azov, but still, obviously, it was still a great failing. Amaleo Rabbanan Rav Kahana. Mishmilacha, my Har Sinai. Has anybody ever told you what it means, Har Sinai? What does Har Sinai mean? What's that referring to? Har Sinai was just his name, right? Names are significant. What does it mean? Amaleo Har Sinai Nisim Yisrael. It's the mountain that had miracles for Am Yisrael. So they said back to him, they said back to Rav Kahana, so then Har Nisai mi boile. Should have been not Har Sinai, but Har Nisai. Ella, rather, Rav Kahana said to them, Har Shenasa Simen Tov Am Yisrael. Right? It was a simen, it was a good sign for Am Yisrael. So therefore, so they said to him, Har Simanai mi boile. Should have been the mountain of signs. Amarle, my time of Loshchichas, Kameh Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yeshua, Demayni back out to Rav Chista, Varaba, Brei de Rav Huna. Why don't you go and learn by them? Why don't you go check it out over there? Learn by those, tzaddikim who learned the Agadata. Right? So, because otherwise you would have known. Dam Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Hey Shemos Yishlo. There are five names that are shayach to this mountain. One second. Yeah, okay, right. Midbar Tzin, that's one. Shenitzdav Yisrael alav, that Bnei Yisrael were commanded to do mitzvos. Midbar Kadesh, why was it called that? Shenitzkashu Yisrael alav, Bnei Yisrael became holy. Midbar Kadamos, or Kademos, I guess Kadamos. Shenitna Keduma alav, it was given the Kadum, the early item, meaning the thing that was Kodem, before the creation of the world, was given to them. Midbar Paran, why was it called Midbar Paran? Sheparu v'ravu aleha, because they had children on that. What does that mean? They got the Torah on that. So right, the Pasuk says, after Am Yisrael finished the Kabbalah of the Torah, Pasuk says, Shuvu luchem laholeichem. If you read that Rashi, Dechol echa nisabra ishto zohar, nisabro ishto zohar. That Am Yisrael, after Mamet Har Sinai, Shuvu luchem laholeichem. They went back to their tents, and each person's wife ended up pregnant with a boy. B'mitzvahs right, through the commandment of Shuvu Shuvu Lachem Aleichem Lo Yadana Heichan Ramiza. Okay, friends. So that's everybody. Piru v'rivu, they had children. Right, Midbar Sinai. Why was it called Midbar Sinai? Finally, the answer to the question: Sheyarda Sino La'akum Alav. Because that the hatred of Am Yisrael, of the nations came down on it, meaning that that we were jealous. They were jealous that we got the Torah and they didn't. Umashmo, but what was the mountain really called? Chorev. It was called Chorev. Chorev Shmo, sorry. Upliga de Rabbi Avo, against Rabbi Avo, it's Shita, the Amr Rabbi Avo, Harsinai Shmo. Really, it was called Harsinai. V'lama nekra Har Chorev, why was it called Har Chorev? Sheyarda Churva la'akum alav, because the destruction of the nations came down on it. Because the Maisa, at the end of days, right, Am Yisrael are going to overtake and defeat all of its enemies. Okay, fine. That is the end of the... the Har Sinai Gemaras, fascinating Agadata, which is fun and always good to chazer around Shavuos time. But now we get back into the topic at hand. We had quoted a bunch of topics, a bunch of things that we know from Psukim. So one of the things that we had quoted, and this is the lesson that we'll deal with, is Minayim Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zahoris. How do you know that there is a string of red wool around the Sir HaMeshtaleach, around the goat that is kicked off the cliff in Yom Kippur? So the Pasuk said, let's go back and just check. Hold on 1 second. Where is that Mishnah? Okay. Excuse me. Daf Pevav. So what is the thing the Pasuk is important here? Because it quotes something. Yeah. Okay. Because the Pasuk says, Im yihyu chataichem kashanim kashaleg yalbinu. If your sins will be white, like the years, white, and they will be whitened, yeah, meaning they have to go from red. Right? They have to be, it would turn white. If it was, or shanim is also no, shanim is like tolas shani, which was red. So if your sins are like red wool, tolas shani, right? That was the thing, one of the things they used in the Mishkan. So if your sins are like red wool, so then it'll be ended up being white like snow. So that's. That's where you tie a red wool thing, piece, cloth around the goat's horns, and it used to turn white. So Gemara says, 1 second, if it's kashanim, that's why I got confused. If it really means kashanim, it should say kashanim b'yalei, right? Tolas shani, right? That's that thing that they used in the Mishkan. That was red. What kashanim means years. So Amar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Amar Makash Baruch Hu Yisrael, im yuchataichem kashanim alalu, even if you're Your sins are like years, meaning shesduros ubos mishesis meibreshes v'ad achshav, that they're consistent, they're constant from the beginning of creation until now. Still kashel yalbinu, I will still make them white and forgive you for them. Okay, Darash Rava, Rava learned my dichtiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says lechu na v'nivachacha? Please go v'nivachacha yomar Hashem. And let us think about this. Let us prove that Hashem will say. So, but what does that? What does that mean? That's the pasuk that we have. The entire pasuk, right? That's the pasuk we just quoted. Is the chunav in nevacha yomar Hashem im yuchatayichem kashanim kashela gelbinu. Go and figure out. Hashem will say if your sins are like red wool, so then they will whiten. So, what do you mean? Go out and figure it out. Lechunav bona mibayle. Should have said, come now. Right, in Yomar Hashem, Hashem will say, Omar Hashem Yivayale. Should have said that Hashem, what do you mean Hashem will say? Yomar Hashem. It should have said that Hashem said already. Omar is past tense. So, really, the Gemara means, the pasuk means like this. V'asid lavo Yomar Lai Makosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. In the future, Hashem will say to us, L'chu na etzel avoseichem, v'yochichu etchem. Go to your forefathers, and they will give you tochacha, they will give you a rebuke. And they'll say in front of you, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eitzel Min Eilech. And the Am Yisrael will say, who should we go to? Eitzel Avram. By Avram, Shemarta Lo, Yodo Tedak, Yigeri Yezarecha, Arbame Oshana. Avram got promised tremendous golas for Am Yisrael. V'lo Bikesh Rechem Imaleinu. He didn't daven for us then. He's not going to daven for us now. Eitzel Yitzchak, who should we go to Yitzchak? Shebirech Es Esav. He gave the bracha to Esav. V'yakesh Tarid. V'farata Olcham El Tzavarecha. What did Yitzchak say to Esau? If Yaakov ever rises up to defeat him, so Esau will rise up and defeat Yaakov. Philip Bikesh Rachim Malenu, he didn't daven for us then either. It's a Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov and ask for Rachimim, for Tochacha? Shamarta, though, you said to Yaakov, Anochi Erid in Chom Mitzrayma, Anochi Alcha Gamalo, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim and I'll bring you up, implying that there'll be Gamalo, when it says Gamalo, that there'll be an extra Golos. So not only Golas Mitzrayim, Yaakov knew this. V'lo b'kesh rachmim aleinu, right? He didn't daven for us. Etzel min eilech achshav. So who should we go who should we go to? So Yomar Hashem. So Achshav Yomar Hashem. Rather, we'll go to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll daven for you to forgive us. So Malan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holo Talisa Atzmechem Bi, since you've made yourselves dependent on me, in Yukachadeichem Kashanim Kashelag Yalbinu. So I'll forgive you no matter how long your sins are messed up. Now, no matter how red it is, I'll always turn them white. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. My dechti. What does it mean when the pasuk says "Ki ata avinu"? Because you are our father. It keeps on going. Ki Avram lo yadano b'Yisrael lo yakirenu. We didn't know Avram, or Avram really rather Avram didn't know us. Yisrael Yitzchak Yaakov, excuse me, did not recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu goaleno meolam shemecha. Right, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us forever in your name. So what does that mean? So because Lasi Lavo says the Gemara, Yomar Lo Hakash Baruch Hu Avram, Hashem eventually Lasi Lavo will say to Avram, Bincha Chatuli, Banechai, your son's sinned. So Amar Lefanav Ribon Shel Olam, Avram would say back to him, Yimachu Al Kedusha Shemecha. Okay, destroy them in the name of your holy name. So Amar. So Hashem said, well, that's not what I was looking for. Emer le Yaakov. Let me go to Yaakov. Davali Tzargi Lubonim, who had a lot of tzar and pain in raising his children. Yosef left 22 years, etc. Really, 36 years. 22 years. What am I saying? Right, Yaakov was away from Yitzchak for 36 years. Anyway, 36 years? He was away 20 years. 14 years in Shem Vev. All right, anyway, the math is, when it's late, the math doesn't work in my head. Anyway, 20 years is by Lavan, 14 years by Shem Vev, and 2 years in Machanayim. All right, fine. Anyway, Lamaisa, right, go to Yaakov. Yaakov et Sar Gidol Bonim. So, Efshad Debay Rachmi Alayo. Maybe, right, Hashem is looking for someone to daven from Israel. So maybe Yaakov will have rachman on them. So Amar Leis, so Hashem said to Yaakov, Panecha Chatu, your children have sinned. So Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu HaKadosh HaShemecha, destroy them in the account of your holy name. So Hashem said, okay. Amar, lo b'sabi taima, v'lo b'dardiki eitza. In the sabi, in the saba, in the grandfather, Avram, there's no taima, there's no reason, v'lo b'dardiki, and in the young one, meaning the grandson, eitza, there's no advice. So nowhere for me to turn, Hashem says. So I'm a little Yitzchak. So he went to Yitzchak. Banecha chaduli, your children sinned. I'm a lefan of Ribono Shel Olam. Banai v'lo banecha. Wait, Yitzchak said, why are you bringing me into this? They're my children and not your children. Right? I always wondered, and again, I really should look over there by the psukim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was accusing Moshe accusing Am Yisrael of worshiping the Egel Azav. To Moshe Rabbeinu, so he always says, right, the nation that you brought out of Egypt, right, to Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, you brought this nation out of Egypt, like he's some human being who's frustrated and blaming someone else, right, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring them out of Egypt? It's a similar thing, that's what Yitzchak said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, what, they're my children, not your children. B'shash ha'ekdimu l'fanachan asav v'nishma, karasa l'hem b'ni b'chori Yisrael. I guess we're not done with the Maimon Har Sinai. Gemaras. Okay, we'll get to the Mishnah, then we'll be done. But either way, Yitzchak said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, so you said back to them that Bnei B'chor Yisrael, you are right, my firstborn. That pasuk is actually before Maimon Har Sinai, right, when Moshe is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the burning bush. But okay, either way, right, that's when Am Yisrael earned it, let's say. So Achshav Bnei Banai V'lo Banecha, right, now they're my children, not your children, said Yitzchak. V'od, and also, Kamachotu. Right? How much could they possibly have sinned? Right? Yitzchak does some math. Kamash nosav shal adam. How much is a person really allotted in this year, in this world? Right? Shivim shana, 70 years. Dal esrim delo anash dalayu. Right? Take off 20 because the first 20, Chazal say you're not punished during the first 20 years of your life. So pashalu chamishim. That leaves 50. Dal kafhei. Take off 25 years. Delelusa that are nighttime. Right? Again, back in the day, once nighttime hit. So there's really not much to do, right? We think of nighttime as a time for endless possibility or whatever. You know, you can stay up, you can do stuff, you can go out, you can drive around. But back in then, you know, with no electricity, etc., you know, nightfall hit and everybody was in their homes. There's nothing going on. So take off 25 years because it's nighttime and nothing happened. So Pashalu Cafe, so you only have 25 years left. Dal Tarti, sorry, take off 12. Upalga, take off 12 and a half. Tzluye, for davening, the mechal for eating, and fascinating, the beis akise, and going to the bathroom. So pashulu tarti sari evu palga. You only got 12 and a half years left. Imatasuvel eskulam mutav. If you'll take all of them, meaning you'll forgive all of them, great. Love, and if not, palga alai, palga alecha. So put half on me, and you take the other half. Fimtim talomar kulam alai. And if you'll tell me that all of them should be on me, well, I got something up my sleeve. Krivis nafshi kamecha. I already offered my soul to you, right? I was already offered on the altar, the Kedesh Yitzchak. Paschu ve'amru ki'ata avinu. Right, so the Am Yisrael said, yeah, Yitzchak, you're my father. So I'm alayim Yitzchak, achatem mekalsin li, kalsin l'kosh baruch hu. He said, what, you guys are praising me? Meaning, Am Yisrael praised Yitzchak for kind of, you know, speaking up for them. So he said, don't praise me, praise l'kosh baruch hu. V'mochay lu Yitzchak l'kosh baruch hu be'inayu. So and Yitzchak pointed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So miyad nasu einayim lamoro. Immediately Am Yisrael lifted their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shamayim, ve'omrim, and they said, Ata Hashem avinu goalinu me'olam shamecha. You, Hashem, our Father, you have redeemed us. Am Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Roi haya Yaakov avinu leirid the Mitzrayim b'shal shalos shel barzel. Really, Yaakov avinu, really he decreed, really he should have gone down to Egypt in chains. Rashi says, "Kederach kol agolim," just like anybody goes to Golis, right? Like, unfortunately, we've learned many times in our history. You know, obviously, you go out in Golis, you go out in chains. Elishes chus garmalo. Rather, Yaakov chus, right, was able to, you know, to make it not that way. Tichtiv, as the pasuk says, "Bechavli adam emeshchem ba'avosos ava ve'yelahem kemerim ol al lachehem viat elav ochil." Rashi says, "Just at the level chil, right? Otisi lachem koach laachil es avodas aparech. I'm giving you the strength to deal with this avodas parech." But we see that he went down. But Ahava, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of went down in love and kind of made it easier for him, and he gave the ability for Am Yisrael to survive through intense avoda in Mitzrayim. Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here. We'll go weiter tomorrow, back into the realm of Hotzah and the shiurim for different items and what you'll be chayav for. I hope you enjoyed the nice break and the nice agata stuff, but back into Hilchas Shabbos tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, as we go weiter in the Heilige Shas.